Jesus, I've forgotten the words that you have spoken, promises that burn within my heart have now broken. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire again. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. I have built an altar where I worship things of man. I have taken journeys that have drawn me far from you. So now I am returning to your mercies ever flowing. Pardon my transgressions, help me love you again. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Tender mercies like a river of forgiveness, ever flowing without end. So I bow my heart before you in the goodness of your presence. Your grace forever shining like a beacon in the night. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. How often have we said those words in a church service? How often have we heard them? How often have we considered the meaning of them? Isaiah 44:22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Malachi. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. The character of God, traced right through the Word of God, and particularly in the Old Testament, is to forgive. Those who place other gods before him, be that money, be it self, be it prestige, position, pride, you name it. You wear the results of it, but it also brings in a gap between you and God. But God says, return to me and I will forgive. Return to me and I will return to you. We are created in the image of God. We are created to enjoy fellowship with God. We are created to relate to God. We are created to worship God. Now, when there's something brings in a gap between us and God, it's often said, guess who moved? God hasn't moved. But we move away from God and we become self-sufficient. We become proud of our own achievements. And we forget to put God first. We forget that we are created in His image to worship Him. We forget our place in this world. We forget who we are. We forget what we are. And we become so obsessed with our own selves, at our own position, our own importance, our own need to be right in every place, in every time, that we cannot come before God and say, I have sinned. I have fallen short of the target that you set. I have fallen short of what you created me for. I repent. I'm sorry. This gap has come in between us, and I've brought it because I've moved away from your loving presence. And every time, God will return to us. He will reach out, and he will welcome us. I love the story of the prodigal son, where he goes away into a distant land and he spends his inheritance and a famine comes upon the land. And this guy is so distraught that he ends up feeding pigs, which for a Jewish person was absolute anathema, to be near pigs. But he was feeding pigs, and he was so hungry, he longed even for the husks that the pigs were eating. And he came to his senses, and he said, how many of my father's hired servants have plenty to eat? I will go and humble myself and return to my father and say, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And what did his father do? He reached out in love and said, this my son who was dead is alive. This my son who is way out of my presence but never out of my love has come back and come into fellowship with me. Come into fellowship with my love. Let us rejoice. And you know, God's the same way. And this parable was given as a parable of how God relates to us. Even though we may be away from God, when we return, there is great rejoicing. And God loves our return. He loves our presence. And he wants to forgive. He says, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more forever. They are gone. He says, I will separate your sins as far as the east is from the west. Not north to south, because that's a finite distance. But east to west is not measurable. And that's how far God separates our sin from us. The character of God is to forgive. We can come back to God at any time and say, Lord God, I'm sorry. I have fallen short of what you created me to be. I have messed it up. I've been a proud person. I've stressed. I've worried about things that weren't worth worrying about. I myself can say that, because on the second day of this month, I had a heart attack. And it was just stress that gave me that heart attack. But God forgives and God heals. And I have been healed from that heart attack. There is no damage to my heart. And I praise God. And I'm enjoying His presence. And yes, I've got some stresses in my life, but God and I are working those out together. Because He's a loving, caring God. So I say, and this is for every one of us that's listening, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.